This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
The Democratic Party is in a moment of questioning about its identity. You were reelected to lead the Democrats in the House. What do you tell Democrats who want a new direction and then go to you? What are you going to do differently?
Well, I don't think that people want a new direction. Our values unify us, and our values are about supporting America's working families. That is one that everyone is in agreement on. What we want is a better connection of our message to working families in our country, and that clearly in the election showed that message wasn't coming through. But we are united in terms of the security of our country, which is our first responsibility, to be smart and strong and not reckless in how we protect the American people, strong how we protect our economy.
You know, with all due respect, Nancy Pelosi, isn't it because it just doesn't work? I mean, if your policies aren't working, you know, that... You know, no matter what kind of message and you tell them, I mean, the president's been saying, hey, look, you've had it so great for the last almost 8 years. You're better off. You're making more money. We got more jobs. All this stuff is roses and rainbows. But meanwhile, let's not look at the $20 trillion in debt that we're mounting up and counting. Let's not talk about what's happening to America's national security. Let's not talk about 50. Oh, yeah. Let's say, you know, in every state of the union, there is an open investigation by the FBI because of the intrinsic threat in our country. What do you mean? What do you mean they don't get it? They get it. I mean, they're feeling the pain of it every day. They're feeling the pain of not having a job. They're feeling the frustration of not being able to do what it is that they've been born to do, and that is to go out and be productive, have a fair shot at it. You know, Democrats, you know, for the sake of their, you know, primary desire to be reelected, that's job one for them. It's not about the people, and this is what the people said. Yes, you know, they're not getting your message. The message is not resounding because it's not doing anything. You know, where is it that it's being productive? You know, Scott, I think the people spoke loud and clear. You know, what do you think?
Well, I think you just brought up a big point. If your message is just reelect me so I can keep doing more for you, and then I ask the question, what have you done for me? You know, isn't that the problem in your logic there?
Right. Well, that's, you know, the same thing that they asked of Hillary Clinton. Okay, here it is. She's been in all these government positions, and bless her heart, you know, she served our country. But you can't come up with a legacy. You can't come up with a, you know, okay, where were you productive? Where did it work? What can we hang your hat on and say, wow, you were so awesome in this particular area that we believe that you can do it in other areas? You know, where is the credibility? And that is the problem with the Democratic Party. The same thing that was wrong with Hillary as a flawed candidate in terms of messaging is the same thing that's wrong with the Democrats. It's inherent. And Nancy Pelosi wants to stay the same course and say, well, we don't need a new direction. And maybe she's right. Maybe they don't need a new direction, but they need somebody to be able to explain why they're here and why you know, Main Street America should support them and vote for them, right?
If she doesn't need a new direction, then this last election must have went perfectly for them, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just went absolutely. I mean, I've maintained that what happened, they made a hard left, you know, and they moved away from any semblance of the mainstream, and it left the door open for Donald Trump to scoot a little off-center toward the left and bring some of those Democrats into the Republican tent. That's what I believe happened. And, you know, and for Nancy Pelosi and others, other Democratic leaders to come in and say, well, hey, it was a fluke. It was just kind of one of those weird anomalies. Well, the Republicans made that mistake, too. And look at how long they were out of the Oval Office. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Grassroots movement, okay? I think we've started in the right direction, but don't give up on me now, okay? We need you to stay in the fight. This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Of course, so we just heard from Barry White, Love's Theme Orchestra, huh? Boy, great music there. Also, the other one that we use, people ask me about that, Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. And speaking of Buffalo Springfield, Jimmy Messina, his birthday's today. Happy birthday to Jimmy Messina. Well, I'll tell you, I've had some great moments and great entertainment from Buffalo Springfield, going back to my high school days, and then when I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles, at Doug Weston's Troubadour, Loggins and Messina. Boy, I'll tell you, what a great venue and great memories come back when I think of Jimmy Messina and Kenny Loggins, and of course Buffalo Springfield before that. With us, is Diane Hoffman. I'm glad we could have her back because we really needed to get into some of the topics that she addresses, particularly about 24 hot potatoes in the church today. And the big headline is the church becoming politically correct? Has it become so politically correct that it is avoiding these hot potato issues? And I say these issues that people are going to church to find out, saying, okay, what's going on here? Why are we sharing bathrooms? Why are we dealing with some of these cultural deals? Why is the church being attacked? I got problems with this. And then I go to church and these issues aren't addressed. You know, what is going on? Is the church just purposely avoiding these things for the sake of potentially losing, their tax exemption? Is that what the threat is? Well, Diane is here and we're going to get into this a little bit deeper. Diane is an educator and author. And as I say, the author of the book, 24 Hot Potatoes in the Church Today. Diane Hoffman, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm fine. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Hey, this is my favorite time of year. I love the Christmas season. And this is so cool. I love the music, the decorations. In fact, we're getting ready to go to New York on Friday. We will do our annual pilgrimage to be in Manhattan. Because I love Manhattan this time of year. There's something real special about it. It's one of those wonders that aren't often talked about, but it is a real special time to be in New York during Christmas.
That's right, yes, and I guess you have some snow there, do you?
Yeah, they were talking, they're talking about snow. I'm on the West Coast right now, but they're even talking about some, you know, snow showing up here, but they, California is pretty much of a drought situation, yes. And they need some rain. Although I came here, when I first got here, a couple of weeks ago, it was raining, 2 days in a row, and I thought, wow, this is awesome. So, yeah. I sent a memo to Governor Brown saying, hey, the water's here.
Yeah, well, this morning we got up with our first snow here.
Uh-huh.
So, but just a little bit, but I'm also on the West Coast like you, so it doesn't last long. 2 days will be gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the way it happens. Well, they're talking about snow in Hawaii, the Big Island. Wow. Got a little bit of snow up there. So my daughter lives in Maui, so I know she's far away from it. But she starts seeing snow on mountains, and she wants to get on her on her board, snowboard and go at it. But Diane, let's talk about these 24 hot potatoes. Right. Why do you think the church is afraid to cover some of these topics?
Well, because the church is afraid to offend people. People get offended, very easily. And the title is The Church Becoming Politically Correct. I think it should be changed now to Is the Church Politically Correct?
Because, yes, right,
you
yeah.
know, it has already happened. So is it, other levels of communication everywhere, even politics and so on. But it's just people get offended so easily, and you cannot tell them also, how to live right. People want to do their own thing. It's just like back in the Book of Judges, where every chapter ends with saying, and everybody did what was right in their own
eyes.
And that's
yes.
what we're into now.
Exactly. Well, you talk about being offended. I mean, just say Jesus, and you can say Jesus in church, yeah. and people get yeah. a little squeamish. Because there's just something about that name that when it's held in front of you, it really is self-indicting, isn't it?
That's right. And when you can use God, because then everybody's got a God, so that doesn't offend them too much. Mm-hmm. But when you say Jesus, wow, then, everything falls apart.
What is it about Jesus? What is it about Jesus? I mean, I've had some people that I know, even in as talk show hosts, that work for Christian organizations, and they will admittedly say they have a hard time saying Jesus. They say, I have a hard time saying the J word. Are you kidding? The J word? I mean, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What are we thinking here?
Well, because right now we're living in a very, very heavily dense battle between spirit and physical. And when you say the word Jesus, that word is the most powerful word. And right now, because of what's happening, it really disrupts a lot of the spiritual. The Bible says we fight not against blood
and flesh and blood,
but dominions and powers in high places. And that's what gets stirred up when you say the word Jesus, because it's the highest word, most powerful word, because Jesus is God in the flesh who died on the cross for our sins.
Exactly.
And hell does not like that when it's being used, because it is powerful. It will change lives.
Well, hell doesn't like to bend its knee to anybody, and when it hears Jesus, it can refuse to bend its knee, but it bends its knee.
Exactly.
And that's amazing exactly. when you think about it. I mean, and this is what is so special about this time of year, and God's gift to His creation is His presence, His presence in Emmanuel, His presence in Jesus. Coming to save us, and if we could only open our minds and our hearts to this gift that God has given to us, what that would do. And as you say, today it is if the forces of evil are working overtime because they sense something is happening in the spiritual realm that is quite disturbing to them. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Bill, you're talking about this time of the year, how nice it is and how important and so on. And I cannot believe so many Christians are trying to stop celebrating Christians. A lot of people are talking about not celebrating because they're saying it's a pagan
holiday.
Celebration.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Well, they don't know the background of it. And why do you think that spirit that you're talking about at this time of the year, why do you think it's so prominent? At this time of the year,
mm-hmm.
because it's the Spirit of God, because, we're celebrating the birth of Christ who came for a specific ministry to announce, the salvation and how it was going to be taken care of on the cross. I mean, it's huge, it's big. And I tell Christians that, well, if we were to stop celebrating Christmas, mm-hmm. I mean, the world would just love that, because that's what they're trying to do.
Right.
They're taking away our nativity stuff and so on. How can Christians come along and say, yeah, that's right, it's a pagan thing? It makes no sense. And
exactly.
I talk about that in my book. And also, that leads also into the wisdom in the church. I'm wondering, I'm saying, where is the wisdom in the church? I have a chapter on that, too.
Okay, well, Diane, we've got to go to break, so we're going to pick it up from there. Diane Hoffman is with us. We're talking about these hot potatoes that the church doesn't want to talk about, but I'm saying it's to their own peril because they have souls coming looking for answers, and they're just not delivering. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Your program, your calls,
And my prayer is that you have eyes to see this Christmas season. It's Bill Martinez live at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, since the beginning of religion, Christians and non-Christians have turned to the church for answers to tough questions. But in recent times, the church has avoided discussing those questions for fear members of the congregation won't like what they hear. Educator and author Dr. Diane Hoffman, though, takes on the answers to these questions in her new book, 24 Hot Potatoes in the Church Today. You can go to 24hotpotatoes.blogspot.ca and get involved in the conversation. Diane, I wanted to give you a chance to finish up your thought. I had to cut you off there before we went to break right here. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were talking about Christmas. So I mean, the thing is, you know, people have this idea now that because there's a movement out there that, talking about, for example, the Jewish feast, mm-hmm. The Saturday Sabbath, Christmas, and Easter. These are four items that are being contested out there. And, you know, we don't have to celebrate the Jewish feast. That stopped at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus replaced all that. Now, the Jewish people still continue because they're not born again. Like Messianic Jews,
yes.
They understand this, but they still keep the feast because it's part of the tradition. It's part of, you know, their religion. And that same with the Sabbath. And but Christmas and Easter are, you know, something that the Christians are saying, well, you know, it's a pagan thing. Of course, the rabbits and the eggs and all the gifts and then the Christmas tree, it's a little bit, you know, secular. But it represents, though, what we know it represents as Christians.
Exactly.
And so we have, and this is an opportunity for us to talk about what it means. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Exactly.
And then that's an opening line. You know, that's an opening opportunity to talk about what is Christmas all about.
Well, we know that with anything that comes from God, you're going to have on the heels of it just a little bit of a twist and tweak to get people off of the truth. That's what the devil does. That's what the forces of evil does time and time again. So if you have something like Christmas, what are they going to do? The world is going to present and offer something that can fill that space because a void cannot exist. I mean, if tomorrow we were to say, okay, Christmas doesn't exist, well, they're going to fill it up with something. I mean, there's going to be some new, you know, commercial theology that comes into play. And in a sense, you could argue that already exists today. So it's ready made, just waiting for Christianity to vacate that space, and they'll fill it in a heartbeat, won't they?
Yes, that's right. And you just mentioned another word there, theology.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that have all kinds of theology. And what is theology? The word actually means, theo means God,
mm-hmm.
and theology is the study of God, the
right.
study of God's nature.
Right.
So, but from there, it has taken a whole different, you know, several ideas and that are not even mm-hmm. from the Word of God. That's why it's so important, and I always tell people, read the Word of God, get familiar with it, because people
exactly.
ask questions, and I say, well, it's in the Word of God. Now, another chapter that I have in there is there a hell or not? And do you know where you will be?
Mm-hmm.
I just on the weekend, I had several people over for dinner, and one of the fellow who drives a delivery truck listens to the radio, and so on, and he says, Diane, he says, do you believe that hell is, you know, people go there forever? And I said, well, I said, that's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And because he said he was listening to this radio program, and they were talking about that hell, you know, God wouldn't send people to hell and so on. And I said, well, Jesus talked about hell more than anybody else, and
that's right.
more than anything else. And I said, it is true. And then I said, well, I said, and then he said, well, you know, would God send someone? And I said, well, the soul does not die. So where is God going to send? The soul does not die. And everybody was silent because nobody thought about that.
Yes.
The soul will never die. So there's it either goes to heaven or to hell. And so what is God going to do? Take it out of hell, send it somewhere else or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go by what, even though sometimes it's hard, but then that's when you say, well, I leave that to God, you know.
Exactly.
God knows best and have to live. But I have to live in such a way that, you know, that there is a consequence in eternity.
And I think inherently you know, to be, if we're being honest with ourselves, we understand that there is a consequence. We want to believe that God will grade on the curve, but I think that's pretty it's pretty dangerous. I mean, certainly God is merciful, and we're led to believe because of his mercy, we get this false impression of God, and we misunderstand his mercy for consequence. I mean, things are set into motion in such a way, like I often use the example of gravity. You violate gravity, you get instant feedback that you violated gravity, right?
Yes.
And there's so many things of God that operate on the same premise. It, you know, like he told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I know, you know, experientially, when I decided I wanted to see things according to my own eyes and be arrogant enough to think that maybe God would look at this differently, when I knew darn well in my heart of hearts that God was clear and I violated his principles, did I pay a price?
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, I'm thankful I did pay the price, Diane, because if I didn't, you know, where would I be today? I'd be so much further off the mark because I didn't pay the price.
Exactly. And we have to remember that as Christians, we know that. We know what it was like before and after a born-again experience, you know, or a true belief. So we have, when we talk about this, we also have to realize when we talk to those that don't understand that real phenomena, the real miracle that takes place in the heart, you know, they don't understand some of the things that we're saying, but we remember that we were there once, and then we have compassion on those that are not getting it. But sooner or later, you know, we have to keep speaking about it. Well, yeah, like Paul said, I contend the faith, you know, about the faith. And we have to keep trying to lead people in the right place. But you see, God said that he will not be mocked.
Yes.
So going back to what you were saying there, you know, we might know and then we go ahead and do it anyway. Well, that is dangerous because God will not be mocked.
Exactly. Well, Diane, with divorce and remarriage so prevalent in the church even today, why is the church so silent on it?
Well, again, the people will walk away. People will be offended, and it does happen all the time. So, but what I say to the church is, you know, weave it into a sermon. You know, like I usually, when I'm preaching, I usually give the bad news and then the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad news is that we cannot live righteously before God unless we have Christ in us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the good news is that Christ has already done it and given it to us. All we have to do is take it. And then we're changed. And then our whole, you know, countenance, our whole spirit is changed. And then we can do it through Christ, who is righteous. I mean, what a wonderful story this is.
Yeah, it really is.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, so simple, like Paul says, you know, I'm afraid that you're being led astray, you know, about a simple reason for coming to Christ and believing the story, the ministry.
Well, her book is 24 Hot Potatoes in the Church Today. Let me tell you, it is a great read. She tackles these issues and questions that many have come to the church to find answers for. And the church is quiet. You know, what is going on, including its position on why men seem to not be so attracted and to the church. And they've kind of bailed out. Is it, some have suggested, because of the feminization, the takeover of the church by the female influence more than male? Is that part of it? Well, check out her book, 24 Hot Potatoes. Go to her website, 24hotpotatoes.blogspot.ca. Dr. Diane Hoffman. Diane, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. It is 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Call me together before ever.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez coming at you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. What is it about Christmas for you? Is it a time of joy, or has the season itself gotten a hold of you and made it quite stressful? Well, a resiliency expert and top-selling author of the book Treasures of the Believing Heart, Rich Wessenberg, is with us. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Rich, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be on.
Hey, good to have you here. I have a dear friend of mine who almost about 20 years ago, shared with me the idea of what he referred to as holiday standard time. And I said, Dick, where were you earlier in my life? My life would have been a lot more peaceful during the holiday if I understood it. And he just says that there's just something about the holiday that people's clocks get adjusted, stress comes in, and it's overwhelming. And we get crazy stuff going on, like people, you know, fighting over, you know, a parking spot at a mall while they go shopping, wanting to do something good for their fellow man or a family member, and they're fighting over a parking spot, or somebody, on a Black Friday, you know, battling over some, you know, some consumer treasure that they just have to have, you know. What is it?
Well, Bill, you know, you see these things happen around us, and we can even find ourselves getting caught into it. You know, it's just a tug at our hearts in that you love so much, you want to do so much this time of year, and it can bring back so many great memories, but at the same time, something that's good that can be used against us, and we find that, not our best is really showing at the time. And really, Bill, I think the greater truth here is that, you know, we have to look at our lives and when we come to the holidays and really get back to the basics. And, you know, I know we love our loved ones and we want to give and take care of them. I think, you know, like you said, your friend, you know, this time of year and a standard time. And I think really we've got to come back and say, hey, you know what? What is this season really about? What I'm trying to accomplish? And if somebody else really needs, you know, the old phrase, then let them go first in line.
Right.
And it reminds me of the biblical scripture of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, where Martha was mad at Mary because, you know, she was having to serve alone. And
exactly.
Jesus said to Martha, you know, one thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good part. And that good part that she chose was really, first of all, to have the love of God in her heart before serving. And I think, you know, if we put that on, we're going to find things will work out a lot better in our endeavors.
You know, that seems to be a recurring theme for me this season, Rich, about taking care of oneself. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, the culture and things that we've learned, hey, don't be so selfish, don't make it so much about you. But, you know, I thought it was interesting, particularly recently in my many travels, you know, they always tell you when you, if the oxygen mask is to fall from the ceiling, the first thing you do is take care of yourself, then take care of the child or the person sitting next to you. But first was to, you know, take care of yourself. And not a selfish thing, a practical thing, because you can't help somebody if you don't have your act together, or you're liable to end up in the ditch together, right?
Well, that's so true. And so, you know, you really want to be able to look at the needs of others, and that's the, you know, the time of giving. And, you know, it's kind of like I've got high school kids. You know, even if they come up with the right mathematical answer, how you get there matters.
Yeah, right.
So if you're not going to get that A. And same thing with giving. And it starts with the heart, just going and buying something. Or like you said, the example, you know, if somebody else was struggling with the oxygen mask, you know, I really believe my book, Treasures of the Believing Heart, all our success and failures are linked to the kind of treasures in the believing heart, and the greatest one is the love of God.
Right.
And so when we're doing and taking care of others, God is always going to have a way to escape, meaning, hey, you know what, I put that little baby next to Mary, make sure she's got the oxygen, and then put mine on too.
Right.
And by that believing, you know, God is going to make sure we're going to get taken care of. And so, you know, I think the same thing with the holidays point of view. We've really got to make sure we're coming from the right place before the actual outcome, the giving of the gift, and or the all the other stresses that seem to hit us. We just got to realize that all these temptations, and that's what they are, that we've got to keep our lives in balance. That's where we'll find success, Bill.
Well, this is why I appreciate the Catholic celebration of Advent. It's a preparatory time. It's a time to give pause and think as we're waiting for the arrival of God amongst us, God with us every year, that we're really thinking about preparing ourselves. You know, to your point here, Rich, is that we have to prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, and even physically, dare I say, because it's tough work going out there and shopping for others. But, you know, it's getting, you know, the right mindset so that we're not upended and we don't find ourselves in a ridiculous situation fighting over a parking space or something real simple like that and going, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. I have the love of God in me and I'm fighting over a parking space. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. And that's where we can get set up into situations we really don't want to find ourselves into, where, you know, we are, as a Christian with the love of God and God's protection around us, but all of a sudden we could whittle a little hole in our believing hedge and find us in circumstances we really didn't want to be into. But God is, the whole Bible is the book of, really getting us out of the soup. And so when we learn about these things, like you said, preparing our hearts, there's so many records in the Bible, and that's what a big part of my book is, Treasures of the Believing Heart. Let's go back to these lessons of the Bible and where we can draw from them and learn that, hey, you know what? If I just keep God first, God's got another parking spot in here. God's got a camel on a thousand hills, right?
Right.
He's going to take care of us.
Right. I've not seen it fail yet myself. You know, experientially, you know, to your point, Rich, in trusting God to make the way for us. and also understanding, you know, the example that God gave us for this season, and that is that He first gave. I mean, no conditions. He first gave. He sent His Son. And wow, you know, when you pause and think about that, and whether it's a mother or a father, that you would send your son to a cold, cruel world that could care less about him and really care less about the message. I mean, you talk about paying it forward and believing that your creation, there was something about your creation that would be able to figure out and understand why Jesus had to come and why we should be so grateful and why this Christmas season is so special. And it is bigger than any election of a new president, bigger than anything else happening in the world today. It is something here for us to be blessed by and to apprehend. And if we can do so, if we can do so for a moment, just that moment in time, how special would that be?
Oh, so true. God so loved that He gave. And here we have this giving in respect of that same act. And so it's the most powerful core value of the believing heart, the love of God. And so it casts out fear. It energizes the power of God. We see great blessings. I was just thinking in preparation of this interview, I thought about Jackie DeShannon's two great songs, Put a Little Love in Your
Yes,
Heart.
Right,
and
right.
What the world needs now is love, sweet mm-hmm. love. And so, you know, it's all around us. We just got to see the deeper truths, these spiritual truths that get below the surface of right and wrong. And then we see where God is with us in situations of need and where we can at this special time, you know, like you said, bring recognition of the Son of God being brought into this world, and that whomsoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. There's just nothing more important in all of life.
He is what people call a resiliency expert, and we're going to talk to him about that when we come back. Top-selling author, his book, Treasures of the Believing Heart. Rich Wessenberg is with us right now here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
What is Christmas if there never was a Savior wrapped in a manger? What is Christmas if the angels never sang glory to the newborn King? What is Christmas without Christ?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
What is Christmas? Now you think about that, right? You know, with the tradition, sometimes we find ourselves experiencing the unnecessary stress of Christmas. I mean, here it should be a joyful time, but after all, we're only human, and this is why we appreciate Rich Wessenberg being with us. He's a resiliency expert. He has written the book Treasures of a Believing Heart, which we're going to talk a little bit more about, but as promised. Rich, what makes you a resiliency expert? What is that all about?
Well, my book, Treasures of the Believing Heart, it emphasizes biblical principle. And so the resiliency expert part of this is that identifying these principles that have been around since antiquity, and they work. And, you know, today we talk about positive thinking. We talk about the power in the mind. There's a lot of different teachings where power is. But what I decided to do in my book was trace the power back to good and evil. And how that power can work, and we can leverage the good side and learn how to be wise with good and simple when concerning evil. So we can make good choices in life and really get the outcomes we're seeking. Bill, that's part of it as far as the resiliency expert name tag that I've achieved.
Well, you know, and that also implies that, you know, this is a process. You got to work it through, don't you?
Well, exactly. You know, knowledge is something that, you know, they say knowledge is power, but really, knowledge is just the beginning. We've got to apply it appropriately. And then after we apply it, we get what biblically is known as understanding and the outcomes that we see. And as we go through trial and error and believing in life, we see different outcomes and we become wiser if we choose to be. My first chapter in my book, Treasures of the Believing Heart, is becoming the wise man. We don't want to become the foolish man. A great parable Jesus taught was about becoming the wise man or the foolish man. And so we want to build our hearts on rock of truth. So whatever storms face in our lives, we'll still remain standing.
Exactly. Well, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Some people, you know, that scares them. And it should, for all the right reasons, but I think they misunderstand sometimes when they hear the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. If wisdom is what we want, and there's only been one most wise, you know, because God made it so in Solomon, and he documented so many principles and insights. I mean, talk about having a an ancient mentor with you in the book of Proverbs. Boy, I'll tell you, what a gift is that.
Well, without question. Actually, my chapter 4 of my book, The Power of God, obviously, when you look at Solomon's role, arguably the most prosperous person in the Bible, and as a king of Israel, and you see that journey in the truths. At the same time, many who are Bible fans know that Solomon had weaknesses. And so, but we still could gain great knowledge. And actually, Bill, that's what I did in my book, The Power of God, traces how some of the foundational teachings of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, those three words, they show up in the book of Proverbs throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And so really puts together what I call, and it's biblically in the Bible, the law of believing. And I think that's really key, too, for us to understand. And so when we take on stress, which is really a form of temptation, we understand spiritually what's going on. And really what's being attacked, Bill, is our love for God and, right, and understanding how that works together.
Well, you know, Rich, and I think you can appreciate this. I had a conversation with Jonathan Kahn, and we were talking about peace, shalom. And Jesus said, you know, the peace I give you, the peace I live with you is not of this world. It is beyond this world. And there's something powerful about shalom. And as we were talking about it, I had an old mentor used to tell me, he said, Bill, you know, shalom peace is that there's no loose ends. Everything is all tied down. And I held on to that. I embraced it for a long time until I had a conversation with Jonathan and we started looking deeper into that. And he says, in the Jewish tradition, peace is wholeness. God's wholeness for one. And I thought about that, and it really touched me deeply. And that's been driving my thinking here recently about God's peace, is that what he wants for us. This is why Jesus had to come, is for us to have wholeness, which, again, you know, take it to the next step, you know, sounds pretty close to holiness. But as much as that can be possible in our human existence on this plane, but nonetheless, the peace that Jesus gave us that is beyond this this world is God's wholeness for his creation.
Oh, so true. And, you know, for this fallen world and the things that go around us. And so that wholeness, that peace that you talk about, I even elaborated on that. It's that focused, believing heart. Mm-hmm. And where we guard our hearts, because out of the heart are all the issues of life. There's a quote from Proverbs. And so, you know, very true. And that wholeness is what God intends for our believing hearts. And so, you know, the words of truth are spirit and have life in them. And the more that we can reflect on those instead of allowing the negatives of this world and things that counter the truths of this world, sure, we face challenges. But we've got to keep our trust, our believing, our hope, our love for God, all in alignment. And that love of God is the greatest. And that's where we'll find that wholeness, that peace, and guard that as we continue out each day and right, see a consistent pattern of really good believing and seeing the outcomes we desire.
And Rich, you know, to your point, in treasures of the believing heart, those treasures that lie within us have to be cultivated. We have to take the time. And this world wants us to be hurried and busy and stressful, and somehow that's the measurement of this plane. But we miss out on those treasures that run deep in our believing heart that we cannot connect with unless we slow down and pause and have, as I say, you know, in the Bible, we often hit those Selah moments, right? It'll say Selah, and you go, "Wow, what are we, Selah?" Okay, it's a road sign. It's a pause. You know, hit the pause button. Let's stop. Let's think about it. But there's so much within our believing heart when we become born again that speaks to us, if we will just ratchet it back and pause for a moment, and maybe it may have to be for many moments. But the riches of those and treasures that are within us in that believing heart are just there for us to access if we'll give it time, right?
Oh, it's so true. Jesus taught clean the inside of the cup rather than the outside. And so we're, you know, our nature is to always to polish out the outside. You know, in Corinthians, it talks about we can have believing to remove mountains, but without the love of God, it profits nothing, meaning the power of God wasn't energized in all those efforts. And the last thing we want to do is go through and do things. But we've all done that by experience where we've done it out of the wrong motivations. And so, you know, that is so true, Bill, what you're saying. And we need to take time. You know, the Bible talks about preparing. And even early in the day, I tweeted that out this week about Ezra. He prepared his heart. And you see many examples of this in the Bible. Starting that day out, taking some reflection, take some time in prayer, and be thankful. You know, we've got so much in this great country we live in. We can forget the little things. And when we're too hurried, we can lose sight of what is real. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of it adds to the stress. And so when we get outside of those bounds, we need to reel ourselves back in and hopefully we can correct it ourselves, or else surround ourselves with those with the love of God who can give us those little helpful pointers and get us back on track.
Well, as you say, Rich, we can get hurried and stressed, and what we used to perceive as that glass half full suddenly becomes half empty, right? And it's just like that. I mean, it's just a quick perspective and a real quick shift in our perspective and worldview. And next thing you know, we start looking at it half empty, and that'll make you pretty cranky.
It will. You find yourself, like you said, you lose that peacefulness, that wholeness. And so we are shorter than we normally are, maybe in a situation. You know, we're getting angrier and tired where, you know, the peace of God gives us understanding. The peace of God gives us strength. And so we can still be focused and we can still be doing whatever we need to do throughout the day. The key here is just recognizing these temptations that come at us and in our own hearts and minds, and try to then guard our hearts, dial it back, recognize that God is our sufficiency in all things, not ourselves, and that he's going to have a way to escape whatever situation we're in. He's going to be there because we're going to have those treasures of the believing heart. Those are the ones in the inside that really bring to evidence the desires of our heart on the outside.
Exactly. Well, it truly is a perfect story for the holidays. Stocking stuffer, I might, you know, just say that this would be a real blessing. Whether you fit it in the stocking under the tree, I highly recommend Treasures of the Believing Heart. Rich, as we summarize this and wrap things up in about 30 seconds, what's your blessing and takeaway that you would want for the readers?
Well, just be thankful. Thankful for the people around you. Thankful for good health, prosperity. As we go into this holiday season, thankful to God Almighty for blessing us with his son and for all the great things we enjoy in this great country we live in. Be thankful, Bill. That's
Amen.
My word of the day.
Well, thank you very much. Resiliency expert, author of the worldwide selling book, Treasures of the Believing Heart, Rich Wessenberg has been with us, leans on his experience as a former minister, sales rep, father and husband, outlined the solution a person needs to find the hidden treasures of their believing heart. Our blessings to you, Rich. Thank you so much for being with us. That is a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana, same time, same place, right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from